The story of Adam and Eve is one of the most important stories in the Bible. At the very beginning of the Bible, we are told the story of the fall of man, how Eve was convinced by the serpent to eat from the fruit, and then convinced Adam to do the same. This story seems pretty straightforward. God forbid Adam and Eve to eat from the fruit of the tree of good and evil, but they decided to do it anyways, disobeying God's commands, being punished by being cast out of Eden. It's not that hard to understand, right? Well, what if I told you that the story of Adam and Eve has a hidden meaning that once you understand it, you will see the world differently forever? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the story of Adam and Eve. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. In the Bible, there are plenty of great important stories that we can all learn from. But out of the stories in the Bible, the story of Adam and Eve is by far the most important. Not only does it set the foundation for the rest of the Bible, but it also explains exactly how we ended up here and why life is the way it is. While most people know the story of Adam and Eve and the fall of man, they only tend to see the surface level of the story and fail to pick up on a deeper coded message from this story. The story of Adam and Eve is one of the first stories told in the Bible. In the story, we are told that God created Adam and Eve and instructed them to eat from any tree except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God warned Adam and Eve that if they ate from the tree of knowledge, they will surely die. In the story, the serpent eventually convinces Eve to eat from the fruit by promising her that if she ate from the fruit, she wouldn't die but instead become as God, knowing good and evil. Eve couldn't resist the serpent's offer, and temptation got the better of her. She would give in and ate from the fruit and convinced Adam to join her. Shortly after eating from the fruit, everything changed. They for the first time realized they were naked and they began to grab leaves to cover themselves with. Adam and Eve started hearing God coming, so they attempted to hide from him. But God heard them walking and called for Adam. With God seeing this, he confronts Adam over eating the fruit. God then asked them if they had eaten from the tree because he noticed they were covering themselves with leaves. With Adam admitting that he did it and blaming it on God for creating Eve, saying she was the one to give him the fruit, God responded by cursing him and Eve and kicking them out of Eden. This was the epic tale of the fall of man, the first sin against God and the first lie ever told. Adam and Eve gave in to their temptation of possibly becoming like God, knowing good and evil, that they let the serpent deceive them. They couldn't resist being all-knowing, even if God told them death was the price. Now, while Christians are taught that the forbidden fruit was a fruit that contained forbidden knowledge, occult groups like the Kabbalah and alchemy believe that the fruit was a metaphor for something else entirely. Occultists believe that the act of eating from the tree was Adam and Eve being tricked by Lucifer to have sex through the serpent. They believe that Lucifer taught Eve about sex for pleasure and not for procreation. This is what the practice of ancient sex magic is. As occultists know, a man and a woman can only create like God if they come together and have sex. So occultists exploit this by using the power of sex for what they believe would bring them enlightenment. Now, what most people don't know is that this story in the Bible leads to the creation of just about every occult religion there is. Occultists don't see this moment as when Satan deceived mankind and caused their fall. They see this as the moment Lucifer, through the serpent, freed mankind and introduced them to the forbidden knowledge, waking them up, illuminating them, and making them as God. This is what every occult secret society is based on, using the forbidden knowledge, which is what they term sex magic, to become as gods. The Kabbalah, which was the seed from which most occult religions like Freemasonry comes from, focuses heavily on the story of Adam and Eve in an esoteric way. They practice ancient sex magic that they believe is supposed to harness the forbidden knowledge and allow them to use it to become as God. The Kabbalah taught sex magic as a way to transcend into godlike levels of enlightenment. This comes from the idea that through the act of sex, man is operating at the level of God. So they teach secret ritual methods to harness this power through sex magic rituals. Spiritual alchemy is also heavy on sex magic, the use of these ancient sex rituals in order to tap into the forbidden knowledge of God. In alchemy, they take this merger of man and woman coming together as one to become as God as the root of their teachings. As spiritual alchemists believe in the concept of the great androgyne, which is the merger of your masculinity and femininity to become as God. The Baphomet is actually a representation of this, and so is the great androgyne. which is the alchemic merger of your masculinity and femininity, which they believe allows you to become like God. Baphomet is a representation of the merger of opposites through the process of spiritual alchemy. As Baphomet is half man, half woman, half human, half beast, Baphomet is usually shown having both animal and human characteristics, while also having female and male characteristics. It's meant to represent the end result of the great work, man becoming as God using occult sex magic. This is what most occult teaching is all about. Masonry came from the Kabbalah, and at its highest degrees is heavily focused on sex magic. For example, the Order of the Golden Dawn was originally created by a 33rd degree Freemason, a sect of Freemasonry that exclusively taught sex magic rituals. When the Order of the Golden Dawn was first created, they only invited 33rd degree Masons to join. The Freemasons are chasing the same forbidden knowledge from the Garden of Eden. What we all see as the fall of man, occultists see as the liberation of man, with the serpent who was moved by Lucifer as the liberator. This is why they all follow Lucifer's teachings. The occult embraces the fall of man as Lucifer freeing humanity from God's chains. They believe that God wanted to keep us innocent to take advantage of us, when in reality, God wanted to keep us innocent, to keep us safe. This is something William Cooper also revealed to those who followed his work. If you watch my last few videos, you have heard me talking about Bill Cooper. He was a very smart man who I believe was taken out for speaking the truth. I think I should make a full video on William Cooper. If that's something you want to see, comment William Cooper below. In this video, Cooper explained exactly what I discovered a few years back through my research.
Through his agent Satan, set man free from this garden by giving him the gift of intellect. Through the use of intellect, man will conquer the earth, will conquer nature, and will himself become God. It's taught in every Masonic temple in this land, every secret brotherhood, every secret society, every mystical temple. Every occult organization teaches the Luciferian philosophy. At the highest level, their goal is to create a world in which the adepts, the thousand points of light, working behind the veil to create the culmination of the great plan, can realize the ultimate happiness for mankind. Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else and presenting their societies as desirable to the profane, so that you'll go knock on the door and say, hey, can I be a member and be initiated with the promise of learning some great secret. What is that secret? The secret is what I have just told you this morning. The secret is how to control everybody else. Who brought man the gift of fire? Prometheus.
Yeah.
Who was Prometheus? Lucifer. There would be no society without fire. That's how it's represented in the ancient myths and in the mysteries. These people learned how to control others through the use of a hidden knowledge.
All of these occult groups are just choosing to fall for the same trick the serpent pulled in the Garden of Eden, disobeying God's commands in search for the ability to be like God. I always found it quite interesting that what happened at the very beginning of the Bible tells us so much about ourselves and why the world is the way it is. And it also tells us about those who choose to follow Lucifer's enlightenment and why those elite in charge are trying to shape the world with a specific agenda. They want to desperately merge men and women and blur the gender roles. They are trying to put the entire world through this alchemic change. Convince all men and women that they are their own gods, because it's what these occultists believe in themselves. These occultists pretend to know that they don't know the dangers of everyone believing they are God. I find it so disturbing how occultists pervert and twist what God taught us and use it for their selfish desires. Everything God teaches against in the Bible, they use to justify and achieve their selfish goals. This is why occultists like the Freemasons pretend to be Christian in a way. Their teachings are lessons they take from the Bible and pervert and corrupt. The problem with everyone thinking they're God is told to us in the story of Adam and Eve, as it presents the consequences pretty clearly. It would always lead to the fall of man, just like we are witnessing now. Well, that's it for this video. But before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching. And I'll see you guys in the next one.